Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the City Council meeting for September 27th, 2016. The time right now is 7:01 p.m. Ms. Smoot, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cadillac, Hanford, Rasmussen, Davis, and Campbell.
Thank you. We recall that last week Councilmember Gamble had mentioned that he would not be here this evening for, I believe it was, work-related purposes. So without objection, we will consider him excused. Councilmember Davis, will you please lead us in the pledge? Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that I have on the agenda this evening is to read in a proclamation. This is under announcements and presentations. This is a proclamation for the Monroe School District building 100th anniversary. So proclamation, Monroe School District 100 year building anniversary. Whereas in 1916, Monroe was in need of a new grade school and the school board brought forth a bond election. And whereas Monroe voters approved a new $26,000 school building by the largest vote event polled in town. And whereas the new Monroe Central Grade School was built by Howard S. Wright, whose company also built the Space Needle and Seattle Monorail. And whereas the new school building had 12 classrooms, six on each floor, and housed eight grade levels. And whereas boys and girls were kept separated in their classrooms for 7th and 8th grades, and whereas in the mid-1970s, the Monroe School District Administration moved into the building and has maintained residence there since. Now, therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, proclaim the observance of Monroe School District 100-year building anniversary and encourage Monroe's residents and businesses to celebrate the history and anniversary of the Monroe School District building. So I'm going to go ahead and sign this. Are you here to accept the proclamation? Or?
No.
Okay.
Would you like
to? Put him on this
spot. Very happy. Very happy. Would you like to?
I'm kidding.
So we will make certain that a copy of this makes it to the Monroe School District. And we'll go ahead and move on. Thank you, everybody. The next item on the agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet. Did anybody sign in?
Nope.
Is there anybody that would like to come forward to speak to the City Council? Okay. Seeing none?
No awards and no challenge.
This is why nobody shows up. They show up once, we pick on you.
And back, right?
Thank you for coming this evening. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Camp to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Next item on the agenda is final action. This is AB 16-125, Ordinance Number 015-2016, Eaglemont Phase 3, Final Plat, first and final reading. Ms. Kyle.
Good evening, Senior Planner Christy Kyle, Christy Monroe. Tonight I have before you a request for final plat approval of Ordinance Number 015-2016, Eaglemont Division 3 Final Plat, Planned Residential Development, File Number FPLP-PRD-201601. The site is located at 13824 Chain Lake Road, or west of Chain Lake Road and east of 191st Avenue Southeast. The application for final plat and planned residential development in Eaglemont Division 3 has been applied for by Select Homes in accordance with the Monroe Municipal Code, Chapter 1728, Final Plat. Eaglemont Division 3 is the final phase of a 146-lot plat, PRD. Phase 1 and 2 have already been approved and recorded. Division 3 consists of 36 lots on approximately 8.88 acres. The Eaglemont Preliminary Plat Plan Residential Development was approved by the City Council on March 5, 2013 by Resolution Number 2013-005. The Eaglemont Final Plat application has been reviewed by all relevant city departments. The application has completed and or submitted appropriate financial guarantees for all required improvements. Based on the staff review, the final plat PRD application for Eaglemont Division 3 conforms to the approved preliminary plat plan residential development and the City of Monroe Municipal Code. Staff requests that the City Council move to adopt ordinance number 015-2016, approving the final plat plan residential development for the Eaglemont Division 3 subdivision. File number FPLP PRD 201601.
If you have any questions, I'd be... Thank you. Council members, any questions? All right, Councilmember Kemp.
Thank you. I move to adopt ordinance number 015/2016, approving the final plat planned residential development for the Eaglemont Subdivision Division 3, FPL PRD-2016-01, setting forth supportive findings, providing for severability, and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Second.
You're going to have to Rochambeau for that. There were three.
I got that sound. So it was these two.
Okay. Councilmember Davis. Okay, so that was a motion from Councilmember Kemp, a second from Councilmember Davis to move the requested action in this agenda bill. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda that we have is final action number 2. This is AB 16126, resolution number 016-2016, an interlocal agreement with Fire District regarding fiber optic cable servers administration and maintenance. And this would be Mr. Feilberg.
Thank you. Last week, the Fire District found an additional interlocal agreement we had with them. This is for the fiber optic cable that runs between the fire station and City Hall. And then they also use our GIS servers and communicate back and forth on the GIS information and also on the permit tracking software you have through Springbrook. They also have BlackRock, I think it's probably waiting now, a cable, a fiber optic cable that goes from their station to the county courthouse, which is hooked into Snowpack, and that's how New World operates, and also the court uses that for their video court. And so this is just a modification of that agreement to bring it up to be with District 7 rather than with District 3. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
No questions. I'll make a motion to move to approve resolution number 016-2016, authorizing the mayor to sign an interlocal agreement regarding utilization of existing fiber optic cable, GIS server, city common drive server, and administration and maintenance of such hardware and data between City of Monroe and Snohomish County Fire Protection District number 7.
Second.
Okay, first from Councilmember Rasmussen, second from Councilmember Cutaback to move the requested action in this agenda bill. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and move on to Councilmember reports. There were no committee meetings, so Council will go down the line. Councilmember Kemp.
Nothing to.
Councilmember Davis.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Just the only thing that through thanks to my employer, I was actually nominated to be part of Leadership Snohomish County for Class of 2017 and had our big kickoff meeting last week, which was fantastic. So county-wide leaders across the board, school boards, other elected officials, and as well as private sectors, it was just a phenomenal event, and looking forward to the rest of the year on that. So.
Excellent. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I was able to attend the 2016 Housing Summit. It was 2 weeks ago, but I didn't report on it last week. Bottom line was a lot of doom and gloom about Marysville is the hottest selling, or the hottest market for home building right now. And the point they made was there's not a lot of businesses in Marysville, so these are all commuters that, to find an affordable home, have to drive an hour plus to Marysville. So basically the encouragement was to revisit the different zoning things, and the problem, I'm just kind of trying to give you a synopsis, was we already have our fixed boundaries of mountains and water, which we can't do anything about. And so when we impose boundaries for wetlands and hills and all these different things, and we're so rigid that we impose these boundaries, now we've doubled the boundaries and there's nowhere else to go but to Marysville. Unless you are open to making denser housing. So the encouragement was increase density of homes and try to revisit the wetland type regulations. So otherwise, and they showed videos of home buyers, like homes are sold before, like they're listed, and there's multiple bidders on a home, and it usually comes down to the seller getting to pick between about a dozen to 20 offers, and they usually will pick obviously the offer that gives cash or most cash. So for the average Joe, who doesn't have, you know, $500,000 in cash, $400,000 in cash, and barely has the 10%, maybe 20% down, they're pretty much not going to get the home because they're at the bottom of the list of all these other qualified buyers. So it was really kind of a doom and gloom. Honestly, they tried to spin it at the end, you know, hope and we can do this. And but really, I came away from it just going, wow, we have a lot of work to do. So I don't know if that was their goal or not, but it was definitely eye-opening. So we just encourage us as council and city to be thinking through those things as we just approve these, you know, lots and things like that. But as the available land shows up, we're going to have to maybe revisit what we're willing to do downtown and in your town area as well, as far as increasing density. So it's not the popular thing to do, and that's one of the things they talked about, but what else can you do? So.
Well, and as a reminder for the council, the comprehensive plan that was adopted in December does just that and increases the density in parts of our town. So one of the things that you'll be seeing as part of the budget proposal for next year is some funding to actually revise the zoning regulations so that we can implement that vision that's in the comprehensive plan. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing. All right, anything further, Councilmember Panther? Okay, Councilmember Cutterback.
Just a note on that. Do we give like credits or incentives for builders that do affordable housing within our area? Are there any type of?
I think we have some bonuses.
Oh, bonuses.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I don't think anyone's taking advantage of them, but
Well, because they might make more building affordable housing, right? Just one thing, just to give council a head up, on October 6th, community transit, it's the 40th anniversary, so the governor will come out at that board meeting. It will be a celebration, so I know we meet next week, but I wanted to give you guys enough notice if you were interested in attending. So it'll be off Casino Road in Muckleshoot at the community transit center, so if you want to attend, it's 3 o'clock. And I think that's it.
Thank you. That's where Scarborough.
Nothing ever more.
Right. That staff. Mr. Worthen?
I just want to let you know, in the next week or so, you're going to see an advertisement for the finance director opening up.
What?
Until April, but we are starting the process early. The job market's really tight. It's going to be a long conversation. Ideally, we're going to have some overlap. She is going somewhere. She's not going anywhere soon, but
right now,
preemptively, we are going to start recruiting for that. So as you're out in the streets, no need to freak out. It's part of the process. We'll let you know what's coming out. I tried to keep her as long as possible. She's now got her house, and she's leaving. Okay. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Worthen?
Can we stop her?
You can certainly try. You can try.
Short timer. I'm sorry, Ms. Nelson.
Just want to give you a heads up. Right now we're working on a bond issue. Interest rates are so low, we can refund some of our revenue bonds, the utility-backed bonds, and over the life of the bond, we'll save $500,000, so we figured it's worth it.
Yeah.
And our comp plan calls for some additional issuance of revenue bonds, which are utility bonds. These are not GO bonds. And I think it was for storm water, is that what it was? Just storm. For the storm fund utility and stormwater utility. And so we're lumping them together. So we're working on getting all the information right now to the underwriter and the bond council. And then I talked to both of them. They are going to come out here and talk to you, answer any questions you have. But we'll be having more information coming to you. You're going to get all these documents ahead of time. But I just want to give you a heads up that that's what we're working on. And we're hoping to do it before the end of this year.
Any questions? Thank you. Chief?
Nothing this evening.
Okay. Any questions for Chief? Thank you. Mr. Bradler?
Yes.
Yes.
The wastewater treatment plant outfall is not connected like it's supposed to be. So we declared an emergency last week, and we're getting a consultant on board to see what we have to do and if there's anything we need to do with the regulatory agencies before the river rises. So that is underway right now.
I'm sorry, could you explain that again? What's
the wastewater treatment plant outfall?
Outfall.
Yeah, so after it leaves the wastewater treatment plant,
it goes out to the river. Right?
It goes out to the river, and there's four pipes that go through the bank and out into the middle of the river, and one of them is not connected anymore, so there's treated effluent that kind of dumps them into the bank instead of out in the middle where it belongs.
Oh, so it's too close to the shore.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions? Do you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Any other questions for Ms. Bradford? Great. Mr. Razzle.
On the land sale update, I'll give you a quick update on that. We've got Irwin still in play. Brad and the planning department and permitting department have been working on numbers, and that is working forward. So we haven't finalized everything on that, but things are moving forward, and we hope to close as planned, so we will let you know if things change, but everything's progressing nicely on that right now. Just on a good note, I visited Route 2 on Sunday, and they have a brand new chef that took over the kitchen there, and the food is amazing. And this particular guy came out of retirement to partner with the other two partners of Route 2. He was the one that started Fred's. Started the food at Fred's, came up with the menu, started that whole process, and then Scuttlebutt. He made Scuttlebutt a big name and then retired after that and came out of retirement to help these guys out in Monroe. So anyway, he will be the one catering the chamber lunch on the 11th. So it's good stuff. Just a heads up. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Did you attend Skid?
I didn't make it to Skid this past week.
Okay, cool. Just a couple things from me. We've been working on budget with staff, and the budget books should be in your inboxes by close of business on Friday. So if you have any questions as you're reading through them, feel free to reach out to me or to Gene. And I think we're going to be doing a presentation as early as Tuesday next week. Does that sound about right? No.
We're having a public hearing and a report on current revenues. I think the presentation is the following.
All right. Okay, that's all I have to report. Any questions for me? Okay. Mr. Basil.
Okay. Agenda for October 4th, 2016. We have the 2017 budget revenue sources public hearing, and then the public hearing for extension of interim zoning regulations. Consent agenda, and then we bounce right into council member reports, community transit board, and Stormers County.
Sorry, that won't be on this meeting. It won't occur until the 5th.
Thank you.
It'll be on the next meeting.
Same with the health board.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the second Tuesday.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, looks like we're going to have a couple of public hearings and the consent agenda. Thanks for coming, team.
We are efficient this year.
Any additions or deletions on the long-range schedule?
Yeah, at this point, it looks like I may be absent on October 18th. Let's plan on that. If for some reason I'm able to make it, great.
All right. Do you have anything else, Mr. Frazzle?
No.
Okay. There is no other business that we have on our agenda this evening. Councilmember Hanford?
Move to adjourn.
Second. Okay. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Rasmussen. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Yes. Abstentions? Motion passes 6-0. We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.